MTD Radio News, I'm Joe Miller. New Mexico State Police launching an investigation into the April 4 fatal shooting of a murder suspect by two Roswell police detectives. Roswell police requesting state police investigators investigate the officer-involved shooting that resulted in the death of Javier Harvey Salinas of Roswell. A detailed report of the findings is then sent to the Office of the District Attorney to determine if the shooting by the officers was justified and if those officers will face any criminal charges. Well, members of the Roswell Independent School District Board again postponed deciding whether constructing new structures to house Mountain View Middle School should include moving the entire campus to a new location about a mile and a quarter away from the existing site during their regular monthly meeting Monday night. Board members said they'd like to hold a meeting at the existing campus and take a look at both locations before making a final decision. The board would choose between the two sites. Option one is the current campus site at 312 East Mountain View Road. Option two, near South Main Street between West Gale and West Jaffa Streets. A man wanted on an arrest warrant on drug trafficking and unlawful possession of a firearm charge acquired new charges last Friday after a brief off-road vehicle pursuit with deputies. 41-year-old Jason Torres of Roswell now faces one count of aggravated fleeing a law officer, receiving or transferring stolen vehicles or motor vehicles, false evidence of title or registration, criminal damage over $1,000, and driving while revoked. The charges are in addition to one count each of trafficking a controlled substance and receipt, transportation, and possession of a firearm or a destructive device by a felon. He was released on bond, but a bench warrant was issued in January when he failed to appear at a court hearing. That's what's happening. I'm Joe Miller, MTD Radio News.